This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
So I guess if there's anything that you guys want to say to me, you can say it to me now, because this is going to be the absolute last opportunity you ever have to say something to me ever again. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay, I guess I'll say don't quit, please stay.
Yeah, and I have, I had some notes. Let me just unscroll this.
Unscroll JPC, this? Oh, that's a scroll. Wow.
JPC, you've hurt me. You have screamed at me and played characters that said terrible things to me.
Okay, enough buttering me up. I'll stay.
Huh? What?
It was exactly what I needed to hear. Thank you so much. I realized, Adel, when you said those wonderful things to me, that this is the only home I've ever really known.
Aaron, the intervention failed.
Okay.
Well, I'll be taking a 20% pay raise, I'll be wearing 30% less clothes
back on his desk. Oh, I hate him.
Well, we have to learn to not love him. That's impossible. Like him.
Tolerate.
Better tolerate than never. I'm out of Rafi, smiling.
I'm out of Rafi.
Oh, this is a good energy. I like this. Hey, everybody. I'm Aaron. I'm Old Man Puzzles today.
Ooh.
And I get the feedback that my episodes are stressful, but not anymore.
Aaron, is this feedback coming from an internal monologue that's running in your own head?
Why can't it be both, huh? Mm. External and internal, working together.
Wow.
I'm so easy breezy. I don't even care if we get to riddles today.
Aaron,
does that sound natural on me?
You're wearing your hair different. Is that a beret?
It is. There's a coconut on it, too. I'm on island time.
It's wearing a coconut beret.
You're on a beach chair. There's the ocean there. Huh.
Mm-hmm. So let's just get into it, right?
Oh, well, I thought we were taking our time.
Yeah, but I mean,
what
like in a cool
vibe?
Way.
What's your vibe right now?
Sorry, sitting on a beach with a beret with a coconut on it and then saying, let's just get into it. It's sort of competing energies.
No, you're right. Let's be so casual. We'll get to it when we get to it.
So, Aaron, I think that what this, you know, obviously every episode is somebody's first episode. So a lot of people don't have context for what is going on here. So we need to do something that we haven't done in a very long time on the show, where we do a...
Previously on Hey Riddle Riddle.
Ah!
Aaron, what are you doing? You were reading riddles and you just started screaming.
Yeah! I did! So that was last time. But this is, we're turning over a new leaf. Everything is different now. If this is your first episode of Hey Riddle Riddle, we are three originally Chicago-based comedians, using that term lightly. Chaos people. And Adel is the nice one, super funny, loves puns. JPC is the horny one, chaos, raccoon piss, you know. Aaron, I'm the relatable one, attorney, according to Arnie Parrott, but Arnie Parrott is sick in the head, therefore I am sick in the head.
Yes.
We have an old man puzzles every episode, someone who sources and brings in riddles and games and puzzles for us to play.
Who does the work.
While
the other two dance frivolously.
A macabre dance to take... on the grave of our enemies.
The other two try to take old man puzzles down, like Gulliver's Travels. You know, when they like, yeah, that's what they do. They like
the Lilliputians, and they tie up Gulliver's feet, and he trips.
So here's what happened. So, and I'm going to really lay it out and let you know this. How I source these riddles is also maybe the most socially uncomfortable moment of my entire life. Okay.
Okay. Erin is at the beach, relaxed, but she just pulled out a 400-page binder with tabs.
It's heavy.
Okay.
It hurts. It's hot, too. Hot off the presses. okay. So I did a show at UCB with Wetbus, open for Cook County Social Club. One of the best improv teams in the world, if not the best. Check them out if you can. They're in LA. Before the show, I have Altoids in a little tin in my purse. I take them out. I want a mint. Other people want mints around me. I love that. Of course, take a mint. I am holding out the mints to Alex Honnett, friend of the show, Emma Pope, who I love so much and I'm constantly trying to impress.
Okay.
Waleed and Sean. Okay.
Sure.
Keep in mind that I love Emma Pope. Okay. Hero of mine in Chicago. Okay. All right. That's important to this.
Sean's name said last.
I went in order. Okay. So,
Order. Alex Honnett first.
An incredible listener of the show, Alina, Honnett, who gave Pope. Me these riddles. Okay. Walks up to me and starts being, they're not listening, and starts being
Erin,
so
listening.
Kind to me and hands me these riddles. And I go, oh my God, I'm going to use these this week. I'm so excited. Served. Thank you so much for the riddles. This is awesome.
Very cool.
But while I'm talking to Alina, I think everyone has, the Altoid tin is still out in my hand, and I think everyone has taken it. So
no.
Because it's been a while.
No.
And I slammed it shut on Emma's finger. And then both things are happening concurrently. I'm being laughed at by these comedians. I've hurt someone who I love and in trying to impress and enjoy. Mm. And Alina's talking to me, and I've never frozen more in my life. I completely lost my mind, and then proceeded to do the worst improv I've ever done.
So who are we blaming for this? Are we blaming
me?
Emma Pope? No.
We're not blaming
Erin. No.
Is this, we might have a lawsuit against Altoids. We might have a lawsuit against Altoids.
I was trying to address both at the same time, but I was failing everyone at the same time.
If you're a listener
I mean?
Out there and you want to talk to Erin, please, God, wait until after Erin improvises. Erin cannot deal with all of this happening right before she has something important to do, okay? It's got to be an after. It's got to be an after improv thing.
Oh, my God. I felt so bad for everybody. I was like, I'm a monster. I should not be allowed to leave the house. And I shouldn't.
Erin, I want you to give yourself some grace, okay? I want you to take some space. I want you to think about this. Mm-hmm. Realistically, how many people's days did you ruin there?
Two, four? Maybe three, four.
Five, no, more, way more than that.
Five?
Obviously,
oh, because I did bad improv, too. So,
yeah. So 100? About 100. And then Adele and I, because our days obviously busted after hearing that story.
Now that you tell the story, days are on.
And then, of course, there's all the people that are listening to this. So let's just call that 100,000 people.
Why?
So,
why are we calling it that when it's not that, not even
it
close?
Texted Gemma, too, about it.
It could be plus or minus.
100,001.
So, Erin, is it really the worst thing in the world? Give yourself some grace. That you ruined, let's call it conservatively, 500,000 people's day.
That's a good point.
No, it's not. Life moves on. You'll have many more days. You have about 400 of them in a year.
Yeah, that's true. I got about 400 of them in a year. Maybe 500. Conservatively, 500,000. I'm not to blame that situation. I've also been in a little bit of an improv rut as of late. Mental health is not great. When the mental health is not great, it's hard to be on stage. Am I right, ladies?
I don't know. I don't know about either one of
those
things.
The ladies are dead.
I can't help you with either one of those things.
Oh, never mind. Okay, so these Alina riddles, they're on cards. And so this is what happened. Ooh. I started reading them, and I was like, I'm having fun guessing these. These are all very good riddles, I think. Fun, unique riddles. And then I thought, what if we went back to episode 1, 2, and 3? The old ways for just one episode where, oh my gosh, what's she going to say? What's she going to say?
Don't know the answer?
Where all of us don't know the answer. Other than maybe one or two.
Wow.
Okay.
this was my original conceit for the show. And then two or three episodes in, I go, this actually sucks. One of us should know the answer so we know when we're done.
History repeats itself every 5 years. You know this.
Fun, unique riddles. What if we open a restaurant called Fur?
Hold on. JBC, we opened up a restaurant called Fur
previously on Hey Riddle Riddle.
JBC, what do you want to show us?
Coughing up a hairball, man.
This is a bad idea. I made a bad restaurant.
And we're back. Okay.
Fergers is a good...
Fergers. Yeah.
This is one I do know the answer to. Okay, ready?
Okay, yes.
Here's a wine, cannot be drunk. Here's a bark that has no tree. Here's a tale never told. Here is the stranger that loves me.
Dog.
Doggy.
A dog.
A dog.
A god.
And specifically the dog that was the mascot for Furs.
Mm.
How's that dog doing, JPC?
Previously on JPC Ate a Dog.
This is a great restaurant idea. a major who has, and I don't know the answer to this,
okay.
A major who has seen no battle, a minor who has seen no mine.
Baseball.
In a bar where no one drinks.
Oh, this is music. Concert.
Music?
Conductor. Orchestra.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Music.
Music. Okay.
Music makes
okay.
me lose control. Remember that?
Is that Madonna?
I don't know.
I'd like to see a scene. Okay. JPC, you are a bartender who works at a bar that has no drinks, no liquid. And Adel, you're walking into the bar looking for a drink.
Hey, what'll it be?
Let's see here.
Pretty busy tonight, man.
Do you have like is this like one of those barcode?
Okay, so here's the menu. Here's the menu. Here's the menu. Here's the menu. It's a QR code. Here's the menu. I will be back when you're ready, okay? Make eye contact with me when you're ready. It's you see it? It's busy tonight.
Okay.
It's very busy.
Okay.
Okay.
Jesus. Okay, let me scan this. Okay, and this takes me to the Home Depot website. Okay, is this like a themed? Is this like a themed night?
You ready to order?
Well, this.
Are you ready to order?
Yeah, I'll take the screwdriver.
What kind of lumber?
Four by four.
4x4?
Yeah.
You want a screwdriver 4x4 style?
I think so.
Okay. That's a poem. There once was a man from the woods whose belly ate all that he could. He got so empty and his tummy so frimpty that he ate and he ate till he pooped.
Okay. I'm going to back.
That'll be $26.
Away slowly, I think.
That'll be $26. I'm grabbing your arm.
I didn't.
I'm grabbing your arm.
Let me go.
I'm grabbing your arm.
I didn't drink it or whatever.
You did drink it. I said the whole poem and you drank it. And
that wasn't even a poem, it was a limerick. So that's false advertising. And
limerick's
my cousin knows a lawyer.
Oh shit. I'm sorry,
yeah.
I didn't know,
so,
man.
And my dad owns a car dealership, so let's all
car dealership and your cousin knows a lawyer. My bad, man, I didn't know.
Yeah, okay.
Why don't I'm sorry, man. It's a tough night. You see we're obviously packed.
Yeah.
Why don't I get your next one on the house? What are you into?
Well, let's. Okay, if we're putting water on the bridge, let's have a shot together. Let's do a shot together.
Absolutely, man. What's your order?
Jägermeister.
Very funny, man. You're on the Home Depot's website, right?
Let me order off the website here. I will.
It's the bar.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Let's see. I'll take a nice toilet. I'll take this toilet here.
Is that a Kohler or is it an American Standard?
That's a Kohler.
Okay. It's a Kohler toilet?
Yeah.
Salt on the rim or?
I think so.
Okay. That is an interpretive dance to a Shakira song. So.
Scene, I think.
And the Shakira song was playing in your head?
Yeah.
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 We can afford that.
So you don't confuse me? Home
I
Depot.
Thought Aaron would sing the Shakira song for me.
Look at my best stuff from Home Depot, so you don't confuse them.
Yeah. Was that so hard? Where were you there? I could have used you that scene.
I thought, better not.
From Home Depot.
I am made firm by what you breathe.
Lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-
Okay, well, now everyone's going to think that every time. Drive by Lowe's. Okay, I am made firm by what you breathe. I will be with you on your journeys until I go bald and retire.
Tires.
Wow.
Okay.
Tires.
It's a tire.
I would like to see a scene.
It's a tire.
We are at a tires retirement party, and JBC, you're the tire.
Wow, he looks... Daphne, he looks good. Like,
I know,
he
looks fantastic.
If he got retreaded or, you know, obviously he's retired, but.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh,
hey,
congratulations.
It's the big guy.
Hey, wow. Thanks, you guys. Thanks so much for coming, you know, thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course.
Whoa,
what are you going to do
right?
with all the free time? Hey, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just, you know, I'm I'm worn a little thin.
Oh, sorry, you have a nail in your forehead. Let me just.
Don't take it out. Don't take that. Need it in there, else, you know. It all falls apart.
Oh, you got like a dead bird sort of fully caked into your crevices, or what's left of your crevices.
Took a long time to get it fully caked, but now that it's there, it is a part of me forever. Pretty nice. Anyway, I mean, thank you guys so much for coming. And I know it's hard to see this, to see me retiring. You know, I'm not going to be out on the road anymore. You two obviously have a long, you know, long road ahead.
We hope so, yeah.
We hope so.
So, well, I mean, you're a streetlight. You're in your prime, you know. You last, God, I wonder if they say like 100. I don't think I've ever seen one of you go bad.
Well, no, it happens.
Okay, no.
Baseballs, stray baseballs.
Sure.
Right.
You know, a construction.
Hurricanes
would do it for sure.
Drop a tree
in there. I just want to thank you for being here. And I especially want to thank you for being here. I know that you don't get to be out of the sewer much because obviously, you know, you're a sewer pipe and you are needed down there. But it really means a lot that you came.
No, of course I'm here. And I mean, he asked this earlier, Street Lamp asked this. What are you going to do with all your free time?
Well, between you and me, if it's just us talking, I...
Yeah, you're getting real close, man.
Getting real close. You're rolling close.
I heard about out in the country... community of like-minded tires that I was thinking about joining.
Oh, like a cult?
No, it's not a cult. It's not a cult. It's so funny because the brochure mentions people might construe it for that. But no, we just kind of get together. We live in a collective, and every once in a while when we have enough of us together, we light ourselves on fire, and we go join the big tire in the sky.
I'd be careful. The big tire fire in the sky. I'd be careful. You know, in the last 6 months, I've been reading the news or at least looking over people's shoulders. A lot of spares have gone missing. Some donuts have been found in the lake. So I just be careful.
And hey, man, you should do what my uncle by marriage did. He was a tire and he just went to a junkyard and got like kicked by kids. And he loved it. He found it incredibly fulfilling, like very relaxing. Didn't have to move. Just got kicked all the time.
Jack, you know, here's what I'll say. When I wanted advice on how to get shit pushed through me or how to have a dog pee on my leg, maybe I'll come and ask one of you assholes.
You have a dead bird in your teeth, dog. Okay.
And I like it. It tastes good to me.
Better be seen.
Better be.
Lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo's.
Okay. I am a fish. Oh, sorry. I am like a fish, but water kills me. I am like a willow leaf, but I grow on no tree. I am like a dancer, but I have no legs. I am like a friend, but I will hurt you if you come too close. I am like a beacon, but I return to darkness. Yes, Adel.
This is Nelly Furtado lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a fish.
A away. Is that Nelly Furtado?
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm
that is
like
Nelly Furtado.
I'm like a bird. I flew into a window.
No. Is it?
Nelly Furtado sings I'm like a bird. Aaron, trust me.
What do you think?
Well, then what does Michelle Branch sing? What's left for her to sing?
Everywhere to me.
And when I close my eyes, it's you.
Wait, then what does Colby Calais sing?
I wrote a song for you.
My sister
Kathleen
has a visceral hate for the song Bubbly. I got a crink of my toes and a crink of my nose. Wherever it goes, I already know.
Colby Calais.
Colby Calais.
I don't know if I've heard that. I've heard that song before, but not that name.
What is the answer to this? Adel was thinking about Nelly Furtado, so he was busy.
Always.
From the very first line, because the very first line was the fish line.
Go back and listen to her songs, especially with Timbaland. Amazing.
I am like a fish, but water kills me. I am like a willow leaf, but I grow on no tree. I am like a dancer, but I have no legs. I am like a friend, but I will hurt you if you come too close. I will hurt you if you come too close. I am like a beacon, but I return to darkness. More specifically,
Tire fire.
I feel like we've had this one before, and I feel like this is like shadow echo. It's like one. It's like one of those classic ass answers.
It's a candle flame.
Oh, wow. Elton John.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you feel the same?
When you go faster, so do I, thumping like a drum. In my dark red cave, when I stop, you will.
Heart.
Vulva?
Is this a heart? I don't know.
These are all bands.
Oh, it is,
Aaron.
A heart.
How do I get you alone?
Yeah. Barracuda.
We're gonna get so many emails being like, please, JPC and Adel, don't sing. Leave that to Aaron.
Hey, you guys got all the bands and all the songs wrong. You didn't get a single one of those right.
I'm the one in the middle. The one in front of me is what I will be. The one behind me is what I used to be. I am the only one that's real. The rest is looking back or looking forward.
Malcolm?
Maybe like a moon?
I'm the one in the middle.
I'm the one in the middle.
I'm the one in the middle. The one in front of me is what I will be. The one behind me is what I used to be. I'm the only one that's real. The rest is looking back or looking forward.
Is this and it's like his shadow and then his...
I was going to say it's like the present. Like present, future,
ooh,
and past.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good guess. Let's see. It is today.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tomorrow is yesterday. I like that.
Yeah. I will be yesterday. Adel, you will be today. And JPC, you will be tomorrow. And we're all catching up over brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is so nice. I feel like just, what did we do?
Oh, what did we do?
We just ate. What did we have for lunch? I can't.
We had food, I think.
Yes, it was food. Mm-hmm. So I'm really, it's nice to have food again. And then I feel like tomorrow, what do we have tomorrow?
Obviously, this is great. This is great, but obviously I can't eat any.
What do you mean, obviously?
Oh, because
what happened to you?
You know, you know.
You have a nail on your forehead.
Yeah, I got nails pretty much everywhere. I got a tracheotomy yesterday.
What? Okay, hold on.
Tracheotomy yesterday? That's today. Oh
no, for me, for you. Oh. Yesterday,
you got to help me. Something's going to happen.
I can't help
you. Get this food away from me. I'm going to choke on something. Oh, no. This is just like an anaconda when Owen Wilson has that pen shoved in his neck.
I haven't seen it yet.
What do you mean? Tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. The nail in my head is, I think it's being screwy with my brain.
Okay, what can we do to stop it? Tomorrow, tell us what we have to do to stop all of this.
Soup. Huh?
Okay, so let's get these mac and cheese bites out of my face. Let me flag down the waiter. Get some. Can I get today's soup?
Oh, not him! Get him away from here!
Oh no, no, not you! Not you! Never mind.
Sorry.
I'll take soup off of the table next to us. Sorry. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Okay. Oh.
Now, what was the question? It's the only thing I can eat with the nail and the injury and the tracheotomy.
Oh God!
Tomorrow,
please. I'm normally the one causing the most anxiety to us because I do a lot of embarrassing things, and then you're sort of ruminating over what happened yesterday over and over again. I get it. But right now, you're causing the most anxiety because what happened to you?
What do you mean? What am I doing?
Wait.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
Whoa. Wait a second. Okay, so someone fixed it.
Huh.
Okay,
wait, hold on.
We averted.
That's you. Come on. What did I do?
All you got to say is bless you.
Scene. Oh, man. Okay. What is my last name? What am I doing? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Keef. Riddles?
That can't be right. That sounds a lot like queef. You give me breath. You give me life. If you give me too much, I die.
Queef.
You give me breath. You give me life. If you give me too much, right? I die. Is that a fact?
Oxygen?
No. Oxygen. You give me breath.
Water?
You give me life.
You give me breath, you give me life, you give me too much, I die. I think you can OD on oxygen, right?
You can drink too much water.
OD on
water or oxygen are both fine answers.
All right, let's see. Oh, it's not that.
Lungs? No.
Okay, so Aaron knows it now, so now Adel and I have to know it.
Yeah, now you have to guess it.
You
it's
give
fun.
Me breath, you give me life, too much of me and you die?
What would die after too much breath?
A fire.
Sting?
No. Something is filled with breath.
Or a balloon.
A balloon. I would like to see a scene. Adel, you're a balloon and you're a little stressed out because JPC, who's a trumpet player, is about to blow you up.
Oh, no, man. Come on, anyone but me. Not red, not red.
I'll do a red one. I'll do a red balloon.
No,
do we need more reds?
Not red.
We don't? We only need blues? Oh, okay. I'll grab a blue. We've got enough blue. Someone just took the last blue.
Fuck, no.
So we don't need any balloons? Okay.
Phew.
Well, that's fine. I don't need to blow up a balloon.
Actually, can you do one more red one?
Yeah. One more red one just for fun? And yeah. I can pick from any red balloon on this whole table.
Yep.
Okay.
1 in 800 chance. Come on, Mark.
Well,
you got this.
There's no reason to make this complicated. Jeff, just grab any red balloon and get to blowing. Okay. How about this one?
Ah!
Well, maybe not. It's a little flimsy. Let's just throw it randomly back in the pile, and I'll just grab another one.
Same one!
Okay! Okay!
That's really
this
good.
Is the one! Everybody, I've found the balloon!
So
I'm
going to
use this one.
This guy looks like he can hold his breath for 8 minutes.
All right, just flapping it out, kind of stretching the lip, no harm. This would actually feel really nice if I was a balloon.
Yeah, okay. You're our favorite person in the orchestra. We love you.
Just massaging the edges of the balloon, and now to fill it up with my breath.
No.
Wait a second. I'm a little parched. Maybe before I fill up this balloon, I have a Pepsi.
Okay, I don't know that word. I don't know what parched means. I'm a balloon.
Pepsi?
I know 10 words.
Ooh, tangy Pepsi.
What is that?
And now to Philip, where did I put that
is
balloon?
That balloon juice? What is that? I'm crawling away.
I know I left that balloon. You go.
No, snag on something.
He's trying to sneak away from me. The balloon got snagged.
Yes.
Don't worry. I have my sewing kit. Just tick, 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 tick. Okay, good as new. Now time to blow up this balloon for the big orchestra bake sale.
Please.
Just one more red one, whenever you're ready.
Just one more red one?
Mm-hmm.
Why not a couple of practice blues? Pop, pop, pop.
Just do it.
My breath is so strong. I'm popping all these practice blues. I better go at 25% capacity for Mr. Red over here.
This is torture.
Licking the edge of the balloon, moistening the tip.
Don't hate
one
that.
More Pepsi. Glug, 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 glug. And here I go. My cell phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, no more balloons, okay?
No more balloons?
Except for one more red one.
You got it, boss. Click. And here we go.
Everybody freeze. This is a dance. Can we get some balloons over here?
Blow up that balloon.
Hold on. The balloon's talking. What's it saying? It's a dance? Does anyone hear this balloon talking? Is it talking only to me?
What is Jeff saying? What's wrong with Jeff?
Jeff, are you okay?
Jeff, okay?
Hey, what were you talking about? It's a dance? What are we dancing to, balloon?
Okay, balloon, just don't talk again and he'll look crazy.
I can hear you. I can hear you talking to yourself. You're talking to yourself and you're talking to me and you're talking to Jeff.
Are you okay?
I'm great. I think I've just had too many Pepsis today. So
just blow up that balloon.
More Pepsi.
He's trying to drink me.
That's a balloon. And now to blow up this Pepsi.
Time of death. Scene.
He blew up. All right, well, that was a lot of fun. Casey's dying. Okay.
That was the most Looney Tunes of mentality I've ever seen.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Truly very Looney Tunes.
That's one of my favorite scenes, maybe, in all.
It's like Elmer Fudd has his shotgun switched with like a steak.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, let me dig into this steak, and like eats his gun, and Bugs Bunny's just filing his nails.
In most places, we begin and end in darkness. You divide us into intervals. Some brief, others longer, and fit us into other intervals. Some brief, others longer. The numbers are the same, the names are not.
Is that the opening to Dragnet?
Is it like musical notes?
Oh, that's good.
Musical notes. The numbers are the same. The others are not.
The numbers are the same. The names are not.
These like birthdays.
Mm.
Is that something?
Is that something? Is that anything?
But it said We start and end in darkness.
Oh, I just saw the answer. This is actually good. In most places, we begin and end in darkness.
Most places.
Yeah, most places. You divide us into intervals, some brief, others longer, and fit us into other intervals, some brief, others longer. The numbers are the same. The names are not.
Can you tell us where this doesn't begin? Oh, go ahead.
Is it like a calendar?
You're getting really close.
Or like a year? Because it begins and ends in darkness. Dates? A day? Is it a day,
a day.
Maybe?
Wow,
it's a day.
Wow.
I said birthday, which is
you
a
did
day.
Say birthday, and that day. Was half right.
Yeah.
I want to see a scene.
Sure.
Aaron, JPC, you are... you're the first, you're beginning in darkness, and then you are created. You're the first two humans created, but you're not Adam and Eve, you're somebody else. The first two humans created, and it's one of your birthdays, and you're upset that the other didn't notice.
Hey, Adam, do you want this apple?
No, I'm good, Larry.
Okay. All right, sure, that's fine. Maybe you'd want it if Eve gave it to you.
You wanted what?
Maybe you would want it if Eve gave it to you.
Hey, man, Larry, I'm not trying to have any drama today. I'm just trying to watch like the trees and the birds and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
just kind of take back, have a nice time.
I'll just take off this birthday hat. It's probably stupid that I'm even wearing it.
A what hat?
It actually doesn't even matter. I don't even care about it.
You said it. You know, you said a word. You said a what hat?
No, it's like the day that God sort of. It doesn't matter. My existence is just sort of like, it should be celebrated.
Hey,
right?
Adam. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Eve, what's up?
Hey, I'm writing a postcard. What's our last name?
Oof. You pick.
Eve, you pick. Thank
you. It's E-U-P-I-C.
Oh, hey, Larry. Hi, Larry.
Hey.
Hey, Larry. Eve's talking to you.
Yeah, I'm actually.
Huh. Okay.
No, it's fine. Good to see you, Eve.
Huh,
hey,
like
Larry,
your...
let's have a meeting real quick, okay? When
okay,
God,
yeah,
first
sure.
of all, when I was here, when
oh,
I was
like
here
a party?
Alone,
like, is
no,
this
not a party.
Like a party. Okay,
it's actually a meeting about your attitude. When I was here alone, it actually kind of sucked. I was fucking bored all the time. God took one of my ribs and made Eve, and it was awesome. But then God realized that like there's like way too many chores to do with just me and Eve here. So God took a little bone out of my butt. I don't even remember what the bone was. He said the name of it and it immediately left my mind. It's like one of the most unimportant bones from my butt, and he made you, Larry. And ever since, it's been like complain.
I come from a butt. I come from a butt. I get it. I come from a butt.
Yeah, my butt.
Oh,
and you're here to do half of my chores.
This is a surprise birthday party. Larry does get a birthday.
Nobody even remembers what day you were born, okay? I just remember that I had a more comfortable butt before you got here.
Okay.
Hey, Adam, Eve, Larry.
God, thank God you're here.
Thank God. Hey, God, thank God you're here. We'll have
to
work on that.
Can I talk to you really quick?
Yeah, sure. Yes, of course.
Can you turn me into a snake? No reason at all. I'm not going to do anything weird. Can you turn me into a snake?
Well, I was very excited. I was coming to tell you all I just made sharks. So look for
That's
them
awesome.
Soon.
Again?
Look for those soon. Well, now they're faster.
Eve, he keeps making sharks. It's like, he's not going to
They're just so cool. Larry, they're so cool. They're so sleek and fast. They're so cool. Okay, Larry. What kind of snake we talking? Larry? Larry, why does Larry always ignore me and Eve?
No, I think I want to be sort of like a devious snake who sort of like makes people drink or eat apples, you know, like.
You know God's only
sin.
Thinking about sharks right now. He's just going to make Larry into
so like, okay, I see. So like a devious snake, three fins, tail, gills, sharp teeth, lives in the water?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Eve. Tonight.
Wait, no, not that. No.
Scene.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. Shark. Chomp, chomp,
chomp. And that's
chomp,
where
chomp.
We get the great Larry shark.
The Larry shark.
The great white Larry.
All right, let's do another one. Here we go. This one's kind of short. I fall, and I fall, and I fall, and I stay where I am. Sounds like a Shel Silverstein.
Aaron on an escalator?
Ha, ha, ha. Just because I fall on every escalator I've ever been on doesn't mean that... doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I mean, an escalator or elevator, like an elevator. No, but I guess
elevator.
Would stay where it is, kind of.
Wonkavator? Right. I fall.
Oh no, it's not. We're not right. So okay. Now you guys have a chance to guess.
Now we have to steal.
Is it rain? Is it?
Wow.
Is it? I fall.
You're kind of close with rain.
Is it snow? Is it gravity? I fall.
I was thinking like something about gravity, but I fall. Aaron, can you read it again? I fall.
I fall, and I stay where I am. And there's something in this that is part of the word.
There's something in this that is part of the word. Oh, Halloween.
No, that's nothing.
This is Halloween. Fuck.
What do you mean Halloween's nothing? Well, I guess I'm taking all this pumpkin candy back to the store.
Fall.
I fall and I stay where I am. So it's something where a part of it
Staycation.
Is always falling, but it doesn't move.
Is it one of those oil machines that your great-grandma always has in her house?
No.
Like the oil drips down the... Okay.
You were closer with rain. I know what you mean, but honestly, Adelie, that's a great visual.
Thank you.
Closer with rain.
Oh, so is it a waterfall?
It's a waterfall.
Wow. I want to see a scene.
Great. I'm ready.
No, I just want to see a scene.
Okay. GPC, we get to do whatever we want. Let's see.
But it has to involve waterfalls.
It does?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I got something there.
Okay, great. Yeah, let's go.
And this will have no setup except that Adel wants to see a scene and it involves waterfalls.
Great. This is the first time it's ever happened in 5 years. Okay, let's do it.
Sorry I've been weird on this hike.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Babe,
just,
you're acting so weird.
I'm nervous about something at work and it doesn't matter now and we're here and that's... And I'm... Blah, 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 blah.
Are you scared of the woods? Are you coward for the woods?
No, I'm not... scared of the woods.
It's okay
in fact,
if you're scared.
I'm not saying that it's not. It wouldn't be. And if I was scared of the woods, I would be in good hands with you because I know that you're, you know, very outdoorsy and that's something that I love about you.
Yeah.
And I love so much about you. And I love that we're here. And I woke up this morning excited to spend the day with you. And then I thought, God, I'm excited to spend every day with you. And I want to spend every day...
Ooh, a waterfall!
Oh, wow. That's so cool. It's so romantic. I didn't know that there would actually be a waterfall up here. That's awesome that it turns out that there's a waterfall up here. Wow. The way that the water falls, but always stays in the same place...
Oh, my God. Like is there an animal stuck in that?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Babe, there's a deer. He can't get out. He's scared. Go get him. Help him.
No, I think that's kind of a water mirage, which can be sometimes a trick of the eye, having to do with a waterfall.
No, and babe, trust me, go help him.
You think that's a deer?
Yes, go.
I think aren't like wild deer? Don't they have like?
She winks at the deer who's holding an engagement ring that she wants to give.
In Lyme disease, are you sure I should go?
The,
help
deer
the deer
preps his camera to get ready for a photo.
I'm sure.
I don't know. You're the outdoorsy one. I just don't know that I would know what I'm doing.
God, okay. You can drown, deer, or whatever. Will you marry me?
Are you asking the deer?
Or no, I'm asking you.
Yes, I'm having
well, why does the deer have an engagement ring? The deer's down on one knee.
The deer was a part of it for my... Do you want to marry the deer?
Is the deer asking me?
No, seat.
Seat.
Okay.
Aaron, I think we have time for one more.
One more and then a break?
Yeah, one more and then a break.
Okay, we already know this one. We've had that kind of thing before. Okay.
Damn, that would have been the easy one more.
Yeah. It was these keys unlock no doors, these pedals take you nowhere, these scales fit no fish. And it's piano, I bet. Water bore me, fresh then salt. Fading now, memories of high air, of rain all over me, of flames and swaying. On empty sand I lie, far from home, pale and dry as bone.
Oh, this is glass.
Yeah, this like must be glass, right?
I think glass.
Nope, it's not.
Fuck!
Now you guys
ruined.
Gonna get it.
That means I have to cut off, what, a thumb?
Yeah. You still have your thumbs? You've gotten so many riddles wrong in this podcast.
We've been going for toes. Aaron, we've been doing toes.
Adel and I have been doing toes. We've been fibbing. We've been doing toes.
Well, I have no toes and no fingers. I feel like an idiot.
Toes. Aaron, can you read that one more time?
Yeah, I need it one more time because I thought I was going to be goddamn glass.
Water bore me, fresh than salt. Fading now, memories of high air, of rain all over me, of flames and swaying. On empty sand I lie, far from home, pale and dry as bone.
It's like a seashell. What's that called? A dollar? Yeah. Sand dollar. Sand dollar.
I was going to say like a seashell.
Or shell.
No, you're right. It's something that it would be something that you would find on the beach.
Like a skeleton? Like a fish skeleton?
No.
My
dry. Did it say dry as bone?
Yep, dry as bone. Something that's like very dry and brittle.
Coral.
Seaweed.
No.
Okay. Something very.
So something it's something that like grew with
petrified
fresh
wood?
Water and then ended up in salt water.
Oh, a frog.
No. What are some things that grow using fresh water that aren't
cities?
Animals?
Plants? Plants?
Yeah, what kind of plant? Name some plants.
Sea anemone?
No, not an ocean plant. A land plant.
A land plant. Well, we have weeds. We have dandelions. We have roses.
A tree?
Tulips. A tree. And what do you get from trees?
Oh, driftwood.
Driftwood.
Yay.
Nice.
Wow. And on the day before my birthday...
Yeah, happy birthday.
Hey, sorry, Aaron JPC, I didn't realize it was your birthday. You something. You have to go into the water here to see it.
It's going to be a shark.
Is that a shark?
No, it's a shark.
Hey, we're going to take a break.
Hold on.
What is it?
Let me rip all the teeth out of the shark. It's called a whale.
No, it's a shark. No, it's a shark. You rip the teeth out.
Come on, man. They're so cool.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Oh, Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I
would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Mm-hmm.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
Oh, God. You know what? You know what we haven't really done in a while?
What?
Dinner together?
No.
I've made it. It's on the table if we'd all just sit down.
You know what? Until you apologize for the last time that we had dinner together, you're not getting an invite to me and Aaron's special dinners.
Yeah,
you're good.
No, thanks.
I was going to say, why don't we open up that old, what was that thing that we used to play around in all the time when we were kids?
Oh,
keep it on the back.
Garbage? What? Oh, Sandy's here.
Oh, Sandy. Oh, he's eating all the dinner.
Hey, Lisa's your uncle.
Sandy, don't eat it. Oh, he's eating it. He's eating the dinner. Nothing we can do now.
I see you guys are wearing clothes, and that's great. I've taken down the nude beach sign. I think it did not
Thank
work out
you.
Very well. Yeah, that's okay. I'm still going to go shirtless if that's fine.
Yeah, that's great.
Absolutely. Okay. Oh, you own it.
Honestly, Live shirtless is a requirement for Adel's dinners because he makes a mean, sloppy Adel.
Don't you think so, right, said Fred.
Huh, don't do the voice. Nobody do the voice. I don't want to hear the voice.
I'm too hungry.
No.
Well, that's a great segue into what I brought to you today, which is all about band names. More
Whoa.
Band names to guess.
Unplanned.
Wow.
Unplanned.
Not unplanned. Not only that, I have no idea of the origin of Right Said Fred. So why don't we start off with a little guess onto how that name came about?
Hmm.
And we'll lead into some correct answers after you give me some incorrect ones.
This is one that I have never really thought about. Right Said Fred is a terrible name for a band,
Anything.
Or is it just the guy? I don't know.
Truly the only bad thing about that band, right? Everything else on point. Yeah,
nailed it.
Very good stuff coming from that band.
Truly can't think of mesh shirts without thinking of Right Said Fred. I have to imagine maybe he was like, maybe he was in a group of people who all talked very casually, and then maybe he went to college and he was like, very articulate and erudite, and so they were like, oh, Right Said Fred, maybe is that kind of thing.
I am looking this up. They are named after a song from the 60s by Ted Dix and Miles Rudge, also called Right Said Fred.
Yeah, that's my second guess.
Cool.
Second guess,
but,
I guess.
Great.
The band Right Said Fred
this sucks.
Is made up of Richard and Fred, and I guess Richard sort of sounds like Right Said. What a terrible story that is. I'm glad I did not include it in my list of puzzles.
Yeah.
That would have been a disaster if we had talked about that.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I didn't just spend a minute on that.
Yeah, thank God that's not going to be on the podcast.
I love just the deep dive of like, oh, what could it be? Maybe he always took a right, or he went and saw, what could it be? And then it's just like, is that named after an obscure song that nobody's ever fucking heard of?
Well, in fact, like a lot of the ideas I had for this segment, I would look up band names and they'd be exactly like that. They'd be so banal and uninteresting that I would have to skip them. So, but the good news is I'm not going to tell you about those. I'm going to tell you about or ask you about some other ones.
Yes.
Damn, I thought we were going to just have to listen. He's going to ask.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm not breaking with tradition. You are still going to have to engage with this content.
Fuck.
Tradition.
Fuck.
Yeah. All right, just to recap, the way this works is I'm going to give you the backstory on the name of a famous band, and you're going to tell me which band it is. I'm not going to give you all the details. I'll give you as few details as I can get away with, and if you still are stuck, I will give you some more. All right, so let's start off with one that I think is pretty well known, but we'll see. This band was named after their high school PE teacher.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, it was pretty well known. Do you guys know that?
I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, so their PE teacher was named Lynyrd Skynyrd, and they changed it so that it's all Y's. That means the vowels in the name are all Y's. But he hated having male students with long hair in their class and ragged him about it all the time. So they were like, when we grow up, we're going to make a band and name him after you. And they did.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And they did.
They did. And they gave him three steps.
Hey, Sandy, did you find in your research, did Lynyrd Skynyrd, the man, ever listen to the music and say, not bad?
I recall looking that up, and I do not think he had very positive things to say about the band. And then eventually he died very recently, I think, when he died, his obituary was, of course, led with, this is the guy. This is Whoa. The guy, y'all know.
This is yeah. the dude.
So wait, he outlived the band?
Well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little dark. Yeah, yeah.
Well, just I wasn't trying to be dark. I was just saying some of the band.
Well, I'm saying one of them. One of them died in a car crash. I mean, a plane crash.
Plane crash. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the whole band that died in a plane crash.
No, it just wasn't.
Yeah.
Okay. It was just Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Big Bopper, and
Richie Valens.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, it's 1977 when that crash happened.
The day the music died is what I hear.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie Van Zant. Yeah. The day that the music came back had another life and then died again.
No.
Did they ever do the day the music died? Did they ever do an American Pie like rendition for Lynyrd Skynyrd when they died? He died in that plane crash. That's called Cherry Pie.
It's by they changed the name to Warrant.
Yeah,
Cherry Pie is not American. I'm sorry, Adel. That would be a Canadian music story. Here's something about American Pie that I realized recently. So that song, American Pie, goes, drove my Chevy to the levee and the levee was dry. That's a very famous refrain from that song.
Super
famous.
Then
they made that movie called American Pie.
With
Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
He's in the movie.
Whoa. Wow. Do they ever have Eugene Levy driving a Chevy in that movie?
They better.
I hope so.
His humor is dry as a bone.
It's dry.
It's very dry.
Very
bone dry.
Very dry. Yeah. Okay. I just had to say that. I'm hoping someone did that intentionally. And if not, someone on set was like, wait a second. But I
think that joke probably works in the movie where the guy sticks his dick in a pie. I think that they were going for some like really referential highbrow stuff.
There's layers, JPC. Layers.
I would hope so. I would want to stick my dick in a shallow pie.
Hold on, JPC, Dick, Richard,
hold on,
Richard
Aaron
Valens.
Didn't like me saying that. Hold on, Aaron didn't like me saying
I
that.
I need a minute.
Big Bopper, Stifler's mother.
Big Bopper, Stifler's mobbler. Hey, if we ever start a band, that's what it's called.
James. No, it's not. Please.
Okay. Aaron, sure. Aaron, come on.
I need a minute. Oh, brother.
All right, let's do another one. This band was named after a Bay Area. And again,
no doubt.
As I say with all of these, they might not be true. It's what I read. I apologize if you're angry about it.
Okay.
Named after, not you. You guys better not be angry. Named after a Bay Area slang term for sitting around, avoiding your responsibilities, and smoking pot from morning till night. Not named after the Japanese national holiday, which shares a name with this band.
Papa Roach.
Butthole Surfers.
Yeah. Butthole Surfers Day.
Flagpole Sitters.
Bay
Couch
Area.
Potatoes.
that's our band name.
Wait, and this also is a Japanese holiday, you said?
Yep.
Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Yep.
Cherry
is Canadian.
Can we
cherry
have a hint?
Poppin' Festival.
Like what time of history or genre 90s. Music?
90s. They're pretty big. 90s, early 2000s. They're still around.
It's the
Foo Fighters.
I don't practice Santeria. What's that band?
Sublime.
Foo Fighters is
Sublime.
A really interesting name.
Is it
no,
Sublime?
It's not Sublime.
Okay.
Weezer.
No. I had to ask.
No.
I think Bay Area sounds right for them. Blink 182.
Red Hot Chili Pepper Festival.
I honestly said Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah.
No. It's a holiday. What word usually comes at the end of a holiday name?
Day. Green Day.
In.
Green Day is the answer.
Green Day.
Green Day.
Day. Yeah. It's a Green Day. Let's go smoke pot in the Kate Ashbury section of
the On holiday. That's where that comes from.
Can I confess something that's pretty embarrassing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Green Day Dookie is the very first CD I bought with my own money. And I was probably in, I don't know, fifth grade or something. But for years and years, I used to think it was pronounced melodramatic. Because of that song, I would be like, oh, you're being so melodramatic. And people are like, melodramatic? And I'm like, well, Billy Joel Armstrong says melodramatic, fools.
I thought you were about to say, I thought for years and years it was pronounced Duque.
Mr. Duque.
I'm seeing Green Day later this year.
They put on a great show.
I can't
ask them if this is a true story about their
name. Will. I'll raise my hand the whole show, and I hope they call on me.
Will they do a polite Q&A afterwards?
Yeah, I hope so. I think they would.
When you start off your question, say, sorry to be melodramat.
Yes. And then everyone will nod their heads.
Does Green Day have a new album out that they're touring?
I have no idea. I'm seeing them as part of a festival.
Oh, gotcha. Because I love a band that has been around long enough that they don't have to just do new music anymore. Definitely. And they can just kind of like coast on the stuff they've already done. That to me is the sweet spot.
Yeah.
Slipknot.
Yeah.
Amen.
This just came up. Let's see if you can remember. Named after a slang term used by World War II pilots for unidentified aircraft.
Foo Fighters.
Ooh, that is right. That
Aaron,
is where we get the name
nice
Foo
one.
Fighters.
On holiday.
Wow, Aaron really is on holiday.
21
guns.
121 pilots.
Now, I don't know what I always got Foo Fighters. I know they're not alike at all, but they came about in my head in the same time. Foo Fighters and Goo Goo Dolls, because they both were ooh sounds.
Yeah, Foo Goo Dolls.
Which was unfortunate for the Foo Fighters, because they're a much better band. But I have no idea what a Goo Goo Doll is. I don't have that answer for you.
I'm sorry. Is Goo Goo Dolls the one that has Bob Dylan's son in it?
No, that's the Wallflowers.
Great. Then I take it all back.
I mean, maybe he has another son that's in that band, but no.
What if he did?
Sean Lennon.
What if 10% of all bands out there had Bob Dylan's kids in them?
I wouldn't argue with that.
No.
In the early days, friends of this band thought they would be catastrophic and a predictable failure if they managed to even get off the ground at all.
Led Zeppelin.
That's it.
Nice.
Led Zeppelin.
Is that true that they had some haters in their lives? That's
JBC, sucks. We have established that. Is that true? Is not an appropriate question to be asking about this list. You can think it. You cannot ask it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Squeeze the lemon till the juice
I could ask
runs
it as long as I didn't
leg.
Ask it mad.
Right. Don't fly off the handle, as it were. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I'm mixing up our sandboxes.
That was years
All
ago.
Right. That was years ago. A band member's sister saw the name that they took on for this band on a part of her sewing machine and suggested it to her brother for the band's name.
100% cotton.
I didn't hear what either of you said.
And they were both wrong. Cotton. We don't even have to go down that road. They're both wrong. They're trying to waste your time.
I thought you said Scissor Sisters.
Oh, that's a good band, actually.
That would be on a sewing machine, maybe.
Yeah.
Like scissor,
yeah, that's why I thought you said that.
Yeah.
The song Take Me Out by Scissor Sisters is an absolute jam.
Can we have a hint about like genre or time?
Machine wash.
70s, 80s.
70s, 80s. Was the full name on the sewing machine or just partially part of the name on the sewing
machine?
I mean,
they're still around. The full name.
Singer.
The full name is still on. It's a short name and they're still around, but the 70s is when they were established and big.
So the
Eagles.
Clothes freeze over to her. So this was
You'll
on
never
the...
guess what the Eagles' names came from. Yeah, go on.
On the garment or on the sewing machine?
On the sewing machine. On a piece of the sewing machine. It wasn't actually on the machine itself. It was on a piece that was attached that plugged into the wall.
AC/DC.
That's
wow.
It. AC/DC.
Seriously?
Wow. It's real. Aaron, nice.
I was doing a bit.
No, the bit is real.
I was trying to be a little fucker over here and it didn't work. I got it right. AC/DC? That's so crazy.
To be a little fucker.
Yeah.
I learned something. One, AC/DC is known as Akadaka in Australia. And also, if you say...
Whoa, what?
They're known as Akadaka.
Why?
Because the Australians prefer their own little picadillos.
Shouldn't they be known in Australia as CDCA?
I guess, yeah, because it's all reverse.
Uh-huh.
Also, if you say the letters R and R, it sounds like you're saying, oh no, in Australian. Does anyone want to try?
Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. He's going to make you say, like, Dean Underwear or something.
Uh-huh. R&R is R&R. Yeah.
R&R.
I just Googled this as you were talking. They are affectionately known as Akadaka. Mm-hmm. That seems completely made up.
Nope.
That's great.
Nope.
That's
good for them. Good for the Australians and their little picadillos. I think those are wallabies, actually. Mm. Okay. In 1962, the Mets shortstop would run into others. This is well known if you know the band, but if you don't know the band, you may not know this. And if you're not fans of the band, you may not know this. In 1962, the Mets shortstop would run into others to get the ball. So they came up with a phrase so they would not do this. This phrase was in Spanish because that's what language the shortstop spoke. And this phrase was taken on by a band, which is still around.
Are
they from the 70s, 80s?
That is a Spanish phrase?
It's a Spanish phrase. It's, I would say, 90s to now.
Well, I know in the 60s, if somebody had the fly ball, they would yell Carlos Santana, featuring Rob Thomas, Smooth.
Yes, they would yell, and it's just like an ocean under the moon. It's the same as the emotion that I get from you.
Give me the ball, throw it home.
That's why they would crash into each other, because they couldn't finish the phrase before the ball landed on the field.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Can we have a little, just this morsel of a hint?
It's an indie band.
Indie band, okay.
Rose to popularity in the 90s.
But it's a Spanish word?
It's a Spanish phrase. It's three Spanish words.
It's a Spanish phrase.
And it's what you would say if you were in an outfield trying to catch a ball and didn't want to run into anyone. What do you say in English?
I got it.
And in Spanish, you would translate that to?
Yolo tengo.
Yo la tengo. I got it. I have it.
Wow. Yeah.
That is where yo la tengo comes from.
I had no idea. I don't know that I've ever listened to Yolo Tango.
They're very good.
Well, okay. That is something you should rectify.
Wow.
I was watching, Gemma had never seen, one of my favorite movies of all time is Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Mm-hmm. And we were watching that. I'd seen it a million times. I was watching it with Gemma a few months ago. And there's a point where he sits in the dinosaur's mouth and watches the sun come up in like New Mexico or whatever. Yeah. And then he leaves and he says goodbye to the waitress and he goes, au revoir. How do you say that? Au revoir, Simone?
Yeah,
and I was like, that's a band name. I cannot say au revoir. Au revoir.
Yeah, it helps if you say it like Vin Diesel. Au revoir. Au revoir.
That's why he just says, I am Groot. He was supposed to say au revoir.
Hey, speaking of movies we just saw recently, I just saw the third Guardians of the Galaxy movie because I was trying to watch Ahsoka, but I accidentally clicked on that. And then I said, why not? I might as well watch this. I didn't hear anybody talk about it, but I thought it was pretty good. I didn't hate the third Guardians of the Galaxy movie, but the thing that made me really mad in it was at one point, he says some shit that is not I am Groot, because it's like the end of the movie, and he's like, I love you guys. And I'm like, hey, man, that guy can only say I am Groot. Just have him keep saying that.
I read that they did that because we finally understand him, because we're part of the Guardians.
Only his family can understand him, and at the end, we're part of the team, just like you said.
I did not like that movie.
I'm a guy watching a movie. I don't need to be part of his thing. In fact, I don't want to be part of his family. I want operation I can get to get his language removed from my head. I want it.
I'm sorry. In this sandbox, we stan a Groot.
Wow.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Groot.
Yeah. Stan a Groot's a good name.
Stan a Groot.
That's how Santigold. That's how Santigold got her name, right? From Stan a Groot.
How about this one from a Monty Python sketch called, Rock Notes, about the culture of rock bands and musicians. It was a joke about poorly named bands, and this band took on this name as its real name.
Wow,
in
this
the
could
90s.
Be any name.
Yeah, it could, except this is the quintessentially
band?
Weird 90s band name.
Ooh.
Butthole Surfers.
Pearl Jam.
Just keep going. You'll get there.
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
It is Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Wow.
I told you you'd get there. Yep.
I truly just was like, Adel, what's the worst band name ever?
That is a pretty bad band name.
That is a name that is intentionally meant to be a dumb bad name.
And I can and picture like, Eric Idle it. Saying it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This was a book about, or was in a book about sadomasochism, about how they were a secret subculture. And this band took it on in the 60s for their band name.
Hmm.
Peter, Paul, and Mary beating the fuck out of each other and fucking.
No one said Butthole Surfers yet. I'm surprised.
ABBA, from the 60s?
No. Yeah, it's from the 60s.
From the 60s. Yeah.
This is a very well-respected band from the 60s. Subculture is your key here. To the
Grateful Dead.
Pink
There's
Floyd.
Two words in their name.
Kinks.
Ooh,
Kinks
the Kinks.
Is great.
Wow, that's a good one.
Not right. It's good, though.
The Purrs?
Two words in their name, and it's from an S&M subculture.
And so what's another word for subculture? Or where does the subculture live? It lives in the...
Reddit.
Beach Boys.
Velvet Underground.
Velvet Underground.
It lives in the Beach
Bing
Boys.
Wow.
Now, this is the Beach Boys. Free my soul. Let's keep it in the same genre. This is a band whose name came from an ad in a nudie mag. And the ad was for a specific thing that if I tell you, I think you'll get the band name, but I'm going to hold off for a second.
What decade?
Boner pills.
90s.
An ad in a nudie mag. Stroke Nines.
Little
Goo Goo
Black
Dolls.
They're still
Pixies.
Around.
They're still around.
There's
still
two. Around. There's three words in the name. One word you can get from nudie mag. One word is
porno for pyros.
That's it.
Wow.
It was an ad for fireworks in a nudie mag, and they said, "Let's make that our band name." And Perry Farrell said, "It shall be," and it was.
And it's time to say Perry farewell to you, Sandy.
Wow.
But before you go, do you have any concert dates upcoming or anything else you'd like to plug?
Yes, I'm opening for the Foo Fighters.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to pick a funny
and
name.
This is fucking real. holy shit.
What the Andy. Fuck?
No, I should have said one of the bands I didn't say. I'm opening for Jimmy Eat World.
That makes more sense. No offense.
Yeah.
And you are canonically a New Jersey success story. Have you ever been to New Jersey?
That's apocryphal, JQC.
You are a big casino.
Yeah, so if you want to find more of my puzzles, you should go to signals.fun. Signals.fun, that's a website which will lead you to my newsletter. And if you pay me a little money, you can join my Discord, get a few more perks. My business is the Mystery League. I put on team building events. If you're looking for something to do for your company's holiday party, this is where you want to go, mysteryleague.com. And if you want to join my... the stuff I do on Instagram, I'm at Mystery League on Instagram and on Threads, where we do fun things like promptmanteaus, which are portmanteaus I feed into Midjourney and make you guess what the answers are. Like recently we did Oscar the Groucho Marx. That was a mashup of Oscar the Grouch and Groucho Marx. And doing lots of other fun stuff, which you can read about in all the places above.
Well, Sandy, it's been great having you, but it's time to shove you back into this porno mag that we pulled you out of.
Yeah, it's like a nudie magazine girl come to life. What was that song? My blood runs cold. My memory has just been sold. Shove Sandy back into the centerfold. Sandy, gotta go centerfold.
Shove.
Oh, he still got his shirt off. Wow, thanks, Sandy. Good luck with whatever you do when you're not on this podcast, buddy. Where does he go?
I assume existing.
Yeah, we
probably.
Have to assume.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of existing, Aaron, is there anything recently while you've been existing on this dimensional plane, anything you've been enjoying that you want to recommend or plug?
I'd love to plug our Patreon. We've poured a lot of love, a lot of laughs into that. I think it's worth checking out. Check out the free trial. I know while you're traveling for the holidays, you might need some company, and we'd love to keep you company. Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. Would love to have you hop on for a month and listen to some of the episodes we're super proud of. Addle, anything to plug?
Yes. Thank you, Aaron. I would like to plug, I read this maybe a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, but it has stuck in my brain. It's stuck in my craw, as my grandma might say. Piranesi, it's a book by Suzanne Clark? One of the two. You figure it out. Piranesi, phenomenal book. Pretty quick read. It's a short book, but it is so interesting and well done and magical and just really mind expanding in the best possible sense. So check out Piranesi by either Suzanne or Susanna Clark. I can't remember which one. JBC, anything you'd like to plug or promote?
I say read them both. Read them both and see which one's better.
And see what it
Sorry,
is.
Sorry, I should say they have competing books called Piranesi. Yes. One is amazing and one is terrible. Uh-huh.
Yes, I want to read a 5-star review. And if you want to submit a 5-star review, just leave us a 5-star review wherever you leave reviews. I might find it. Hey, today I found one from Sergey650. This one says, green elephant in the room. JPC said that Maine is his favorite New England state, but his best meal was the green elephant in New Hampshire. The original green elephant is in Portland. Portland is secretly one of the top food cities in the U.S. Maine is better than all New England states in every aspect. Hey, you know what, Sergey? I got to agree. If the original green elephant, that was a delicious place. I got to go back to Portland. I love Portland. Portland,
can't
Maine, baby.
That. Cannot argue with that.
This is one of my favorite corrections that's ever happened on the show because it's useful information for me because I did really like that restaurant.
Hey, sorry, did I miss plugs?
Oh, God.
I have a few things to plug. Mako, Lemon, Nurse, Tiger, Hammerhead, all the hits, all the good ones. Also, I'm dipping my toes into space sharks. Aaron, you'll be pleased to know that I'm putting sharks somewhere you might enjoy.
Jupiter?
Is this why the world's so fucking bad? Is because God's doing this all day?
Probably.
Fix shit!
It's my hobby. I need a hobby, too.
Go Aaron, fix shit!
Bye.
And John Patrick Collins.
Hey there, tip of the hat, swag of the canes. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. Our old friend Thomas Sanders stops by to play some games that we forgot about. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.